This is the Mickey Miles and More podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome home, Milers, and welcome back to another episode of Mickey Miles and More, a podcast where three friends talk about their passion for the Disney parks. I'm Chris Eliopoulos, and with me, as always, is the lady, Michelle Scribner-McLean.
It's Dr. Michelle Scribner-McLean.
I was told you're called the lady.
No, I am not called the lady.
There's going to be an inside joke here, guys.
I hate that.
Everybody at home?
I am Dr. Michelle Scribner-McLean, who cannot work because my university has been cyber attacked. So
crazy.
We're day three and it being completely shut down. It's pretty scary.
That's insanity. So the email's down, your access to your computer.
Email is on. Everything else is down. So I'm teaching online classes. I can't get to any of that. I can't get to any student information. It's all down. It's like been snow days in June.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's really weird.
I mean, it's
scary.
Awful,
but... Very scary. But anyway, happy to be here with you guys.
All right. Well, also us guys includes the dude, Michael Scopa. Hi, Mike.
Hello, dude.
Hi, dude.
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude. Hey, I have a question for you.
Bring it on. Let's hear some trivia. Go.
Where in World Showcase can you sit under sweeping stone arches and flickering candles while enjoying a meal in a wine cellar inspired restaurant?
Gave it away with the name La Cellier.
Yeah, let me ask another one.
Yeah, come on, Michael.
Ask us another one.
You got to do better than that.
Yeah.
What do you got for us?
Let's see.
Yeah, Mike.
A stunning recreation of this. No, that's too easy.
Oh, he's. What are you looking at? Like, EasyDisneyTrivia.com?
It's Walt Disney World Trivia.
Oh, man.
Okay, here you go.
Go.
What Tomorrowland attraction opened at the Magic Kingdom Park on January 15th, 1975?
Chris and I, our favorite attraction that we went on together, I think. Space Mountain.
Travelers to Space Mountain.
Correct.
High five.
Virtual high five.
Oh, bad one.
Crazy.
1975. That was a wee lass.
Yeah. Wow, that's a while ago. Well, we're coming up on the 50th anniversary, so speaking of which, let's go through some of the updates that we're dealing with the parks and outside the parks, specifically Disney Springs seems to be starting to extend things a little bit, Mike?
They extended their operating hours. And it's funny, a lot of these things happening overnight, Chris.
Mm.
It's like after we record the show, I'm sure there's going to be some things that may be changed. But they extended their operating hours from Sunday to Thursday. They're now open from 10 in the morning to 11 at night. And on Saturday and Sunday nights, they're open till 11:30.
So I'm wondering if that opens up more dining reservations for folks.
One would think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call you out on a question. You just said Sunday through Thursday, it's 10 to 11. And then you said Saturday and Sunday is up till 11:30. So which is it, Michael?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me the truth. Don't lie to me, Michael.
You mean Monday through Thursday?
Is it Monday through
Thursday? Yeah, Monday.
All right, I'm just testing you, Michael. I'm keeping you on.
All right, because that 30 minutes, Chris will be like frolicking around Disney Springs from 11 to 11:30.
Frolicking.
As you do.
As I want to do around the parks and Disney Springs.
Disney Springs, just sort of dancing around.
Everybody just goes, who's that young man frolicking over there?
I think of you as that girl in the Charlie Brown animation that kind of like goes to the left and to the right.
Dance? Yeah.
Pep and Patty.
That's what I think
the
of
different
you.
Dance
I think of
cycles.
Frolicking, yeah.
I like those. I want to do that. I wish they'd make animated like figures that you could put on your lawn for Christmas where they all just dance around.
Yeah.
Somebody get on that. I would totally buy that. I mean, they're very simple. It's usually just like a head nod.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
I was like the guy that looked like he was walking like Frankenstein.
Yeah.
He was like, he would just walk with his arms out and walk in place. But we digress.
With the dust and the dust.
Yeah. Oh, Pigpen was. But
that's what I think of you when I think of you frolicking around Disney Springs.
You think of me like a, or Michael as a dancer like Pigpen.
No, not Michael. You. No, not Michael.
If we're going to be frolicking, I don't do well with masks when I'm frolicking. And I think they've kind of changed up a few things in recent days, probably right after we recorded. They almost like were like
daily. Oh,
they were probably like, Mike, Michelle and Chris are recording. Let's just wait till they're done and then do something. So Mike sent me a text message the other day on June 15th. Right, Mike? Saying what? You don't even remember.
What did he say?
You said vaccinated
guests. Masks would be no longer required for vaccinated guests in hotels.
And resorts.
And then the resorts. Yeah.
But how do we know if we're vaccinated?
That's the big question.
Yeah. On our policy, right?
Yeah. I mean, that stuff worries me. They're not sort of engaging people in that. They're just going with the honor system, right? I mean,
let's remember. Those of us, all three of us, who are vaccinated are protecting other people who are not vaccinated. So,
But I'm just thinking of that incident just happened this past week where a store was requiring somebody to wear a mask and they got really angry and they walked out and they came back and killed the person behind the counter.
Yikes!
Yeah, it's crazy. And I'm just wondering, I assume Disney is just assuming people are going on the honor system and they're not asking and they're not... requiring anything.
It's the happiest podcast on earth.
I know, we are such uplifting folks, right? Your little dose of magic every night.
Oh my gosh.
But we will, but you still have to wear your masks on transportation though, right? You have to wear it on buses and boats and the skyline.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
In close quarters. And in some cases, like on the monorail, everything's closed. So no windows or anything like that. So.
But it's interesting, you still have to carry the masks around. You're going to have to take them.
Yeah. I will say in New Hampshire, and I was in Boston this past weekend, there's been a huge shift. I mean, it's really, really been a big, big shift. But it changes from places, different. I was in a restaurant with my son in Brookline, Mass., very, very strict about masks. Half the servers had masks, half of them didn't. Half of the people dining had masks, half of them didn't. Like, so it was like, I don't know what to do. So yeah, I think you do just need to have your mask with you and be ready.
Social awkwardness that comes with not knowing what each situation you go into would be like. And
so when you see someone with a mask, what's the first thing you think?
Thank you.
I think they're not vaccinated.
No, I see. Thank you. Thank you for being, I don't know. Like if I were going in the Skyway, if I were with another family, I would definitely wear a mask.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I almost think it's turning into like a manners thing, right? You know, you don't cough in somebody's face.
You don't spit into the wind.
Yeah, you wear your mask.
Pull the mask off the little ranger.
Speaking of which, I think the cast members still do wear their masks, right?
I think they're all wearing masks.
Even if they're vaccinated, they're wearing
them. Yeah, we're just in a really awkward time. It's very awkward.
It's like it's a transitional
period. Yeah,
yeah. Are they still, are they still like, they had all those dots down with the social distancing? Are they still keeping them around? Or are they getting rid of them?
You know, Chris, I'm wondering if they have removed them in the exterior areas of the parks, but maybe within the queues themselves, I'm not sure if they're still there. They could very well be there on the internal areas of attractions or whatever, but who knows? But I have noticed that they've been taking them down. I've been hearing from people and the physical distancing barriers are being, taken out. And then you start thinking, okay, so there must be some attractions where some of this stuff is being removed, and while there are others that it'll be there for a little bit longer. So I guess it's going to depend upon the attraction, the park, and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, I would just at this point, I would just go into the parks, just assuming that you might be putting masks yeah. on and off, and that there may be markers to keep you distanced. Even though that we're learning that pre-shows are starting to slowly reopen. Did you mention that Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railways?
Have you been in that?
I have not been on that. I've not been on that attraction yet. This will be our first time.
There's a pre-show area where they gather people around, and it's kind of close quarters, and things happen in front of you, and then it opens up. And I believe that that pre-show has been down for over a year, and they have just reopened that pre-show, and it's close quarters, and everyone's close. And so I think you'll see things like that. The stretching room in the Haunted Mansion is another example mm-hmm. where you'll see pre-show, close quarters. How about the elevator in Aratara?
Yeah.
Things like that. So yeah. I think those are slowly coming online again.
Yeah, I want to say, like, you know, you start to think about things like Muppets and that they kind of load a lot of people in there. And, you know, where you go.
But in the stretching room, they ask you to get closer and, you know, get off the walls and move closer to the center of the room center of the room.
But even if you take that extended walkway, you know, where you go by the grave sites and the water spouts and stuff like that, you know, you're going to fairly be close together. So, and everybody's, even like Winnie the Pooh, everybody's touching all the playthings.
Right.
You know, oh, yeah.
Or in the Muppets pre-show where they ask you to move, you know, down and to the right and fill in all available spaces.
Man, I thought there was another person who mentioned the Muppets earlier, but somebody wasn't listening to me. But one of the exciting things, though...
I was hooking up on that very important point.
Ah, that's what it is. The other thing that Michael's very excited about, which is something that has been a pet peeve with questions, has been the fireworks. Mike, you got some good news. I think we were all wrong. Michelle and I think we called the 50th anniversary as the first night for fireworks, but you found out something different, huh?
I think I was sort of leaning that way, though, Chris. I thought it wouldn't happen during the summer, but apparently on July 1st, we will see the return of fireworks to both the Magic Kingdom and Epcot. However, the jury is still out on what's going to happen at the studios. But July 1st, happily ever after, and Epcot Forever will return.
Will it be the, you know, the really wonderful experience of the July 4th and the 360 fireworks?
So there's a caveat with these fireworks.
A caveat. I love a good caveat. Okay.
So let's talk about
nice restaurant.
Let's talk about the Magic Kingdom. As far as I know, there's not going to be a July 4th tag, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And an Epcot Forever, they're not going to have... Have you ever seen Epcot Forever, Chris?
Not yet. I missed out on everything. Like, I went in January and then didn't get a chance to get back before everything shut down, so I didn't get to see it.
So in Epcot Forever, there are sequences where there are speedboats that go around the World Showcase Lagoon, and they carry these kites that are up in the air with lights and everything, but apparently that's not going to happen.
Kites with lights?
Kites with lights, light mm-hmm. kites. Apparently that's not going to be the case this time around, and I have a feeling that it's the Stargate assembly thing that's in the middle of the lagoon that's making it a little dangerous for those speedboats to go around. So we're not going to see kites. We're going to see... just a little bit more, a few more lights and a few more fireworks. And that's going to happen at Epcot starting July 1st. So there will be no kites. We haven't heard anything about Fantasmic, the Star Wars Spectacular. We don't know if there's a 4th of July tag.
It wasn't really a tag, though. It was a specific extra show, right?
Yeah,
it wasn't really a tag, like the Christmas tag at Epcot.
God bless America. Where it used to be 360 and everything.
Yeah, but I thought that was just a special show. Okay, well, anyway.
Anyways, yeah, so it's this is going to be a really strange summer. It's not going to be one that everyone is used to. So there's going to be some fireworks return, we're not going to have what we used to see. Michelle?
So I have a question for you, which is, you are so concerned about people and their masks going to the parks. Are you going to freak out?
So here's the question.
No, answer the question.
Well, let me answer it this way.
Is it a question?
It's like Perry Mason.
If you look at the park calendars, one day, let's say a specific date in July, oh, well, it's red, everything's closed, and the next day it's all green. So that means that they have upped the attendance number. I don't think I'm going to freak out, because the last time I was there, there were no masks. I think the last day I was there was the last day it was open before they closed down. So I have not been in the parks with people wearing masks. So everything's going to be pretty much normal to me. Plus, I'm vaccinated, right?
Yeah. Just wondering.
I think there's been a lot, even at home, trying to readjust to seeing people without masks. I mean, yeah. I went to a deli and there was nobody in the store except the people working there. And I felt comfortable not wearing a mask. But when I went to go to the supermarket, I put on a mask. I think we're still in that kind of gray area between still wearing masks and then not.
But Mike, you think that cast members will still all have masks?
I think they will. One of the things I'm really, confused is, why would they have Fantasmic? Why wouldn't they? I mean, they've got the fireworks in Epcot, they've got fireworks in the Magic Kingdom, but nothing in, I wonder why, nothing in the studios, no Fantasmic or.
What about Once Upon a Time? Members.
That could be it. No Once Upon a Time either, yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. But it's funny
when change.
I was looking as we were making our plans, and I was kind of getting bummed because I was looking at park hours, and I was like, oh, they're closing at 9 o'clock every night. And then I think it was 7 o'clock at studios and 6 o'clock at Animal Kingdom. But
right.
I think are they changing that now?
Chris, I think we have to check every day. I know that in July, the Magic Kingdom hours will at times be at 10 and maybe 11 o'clock on the weekends. I'm not sure exactly, but I'm seeing that the studios was closing at 7. Now they're closing at 8. And if also you look in the park calendars now, and it's they're listing fireworks. So
they're starting to add the stuff, and it's starting to get back to a normal looking calendar.
Yeah. Just don't see any parades yet, or character meet and greet. So that's that's still up in the air right now.
And what but about Audra, stuff like?
But Audra can walk around till 11.
That's the thing. I mean, I was like hoping to see maybe. I mean, it doesn't say Magic Kingdom, though, right? It only says Magic Kingdom. It doesn't say Epcot is open till 11, right? Epcot's still at 9. Usually, yeah. But they usually do that anyway. It usually closes right after the fireworks anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not anything different in that park. And they're not doing like magic hours, extra magic hours.
Nope.
What is this? The early theme park entry program for a Disney World guests? Are they going to be doing that or no?
Well, we haven't. They're supposed to be employing. They're supposed to be starting that program pretty soon. I'm going to guess that it's going to happen in July, but I have no idea. All it does is it allows you, if you're staying on property, to get in 30 minutes early. I don't know if 30 minutes is going to buy you that much, but
at this point, as soon as you get in, you get right to, maybe they'll start doing more rope drops. You get in, you get right to your spot.
I think that capacity is going up, because if you keep checking the park availability calendar, Chris, certain days that were grayed out are now yellow, and those days that were yellow are now green. So I think that indicates that they are increasing capacity undercover capacity.
Yeah, they're doing it. They're being subversive. They're not telling anybody. Well, let's talk about some reopenings that are going on. We have some dates, I think, Mike, right? We're just,
I think Sebastian's it changes Bistro, every, right? It changes every week. The Sebastian's Bistro, the Maya Grill, that's opening, I believe, next week.
Right.
May 4th of June, Boardwalk is opening on July 2nd, Ohana's July 9th, Polynesian, and that whole Polynesian train station, that the monorail station is probably going to be in a position or in a state that they can open the Polynesian in late July, which means Ohana's is going to open. We've got Boardwalk that's going to be opening.
Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yeah, Animal Kingdom Lodge. So a lot, and a
but
lot
Animal
of things.
Animal Kingdom is
like
August, though, right? End of August.
Animal Kingdom Lodge or Animal Kingdom? Yeah, Animal Kingdom Lodge is like late August.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I really don't understand the staggered openings. You would think that everything would open at the same time, but that's not the case.
I mean, maybe they have to do training with cast members and you know, bringing people back.
That's a good
maybe
idea.
Maybe like 50% of people are not coming back and they need to do training.
That's a good idea because you've got Port Orleans, you've got All-Star Music, you've got All-Star Sports. Those are all opening up late.
Right. Yeah, we don't even know if they're when they're starting to reopen, right?
Yeah, there's no indication. I would have thought that the trolley show in Magic Kingdom would be running, but apparently not. You know, the meet and greets, the character meet and greets, the hoedown happening in Frontierland, Once Upon a Time, the Turtle Talk, Indiana Jones, Beauty and the Beast show.
It's not
Nemo.
Just like a switch that you can turn on. You right. like lay people off for 16 months and then just turn it on and bring them all back.
No. Finding
especially
Nemo,
the stage shows, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The
yeah.
stage shows, they have to basically get back up to speed. It's almost like rehearsals. And maybe
yeah.
that's the,
yeah.
you think of it all that way. Like it's everybody has to go through rehearsals. Like even opening up hotels, it's like you have to teach the cast members their parts again.
New cast members perhaps too.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Yeah,
they were finding jobs other places. I think what else is
I have a cast member friend who was interviewed to be brought back to a job and was being offered 50% of the you know in terms of salary of the what she used to make.
Whoa.
So I think it's you know, they want to be
for
what?
A long time. Hmm? And she's been doing that.
Oh, she's
time.
Been there for 20 years. Yeah. So, I think, you know, and she's, I think, said no, thank you. I'll wait. So,
yeah.
I think it's very slowly trickling back.
Yeah. And then there's some little odds and ends that we can talk about. It's funny. I keep thinking about this thing. Do they still offer tables in Wonderland, or is that are they fading that program out?
I don't know if you can purchase new tables in Wonderland, Chris, but because they were closed for 4 months, they pretty much froze the program. Mm-hmm. But I do believe that whatever you have...
If you already had it.
Whatever you have, you had 4 months to that. So, for instance... If you have a Tables in Wonderland that was going to expire in April, it's really, it's got May, June, July, August. It's good through August. Mm-hmm. That's what I've seen. So the expiration date is really 4 months. But if, and again, I don't know if it's going to be honored, but, you know, I'd say anybody out there who has a Tables in Wonderland card, give it a shot.
Mm-hmm. Chris, do you have it?
I used to have it, and then, like I mentioned previously, we've started limiting the amount of times we go out to dinner, and it just became like, well, we still get our annual pass holder discount, and we're Lushes, so the Table in Wonderland doesn't cover alcohol.
Mm. Oh, so yes, it does.
It does now.
It always did.
It never did before for me.
Oh, no, it does. That's why you get it.
Really?
20% off alcohol. Oh, yeah.
Oh, maybe I got reversed. Yes. Maybe I was thinking the other way around.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right, well.
Because I am a fellow Lush.
I need my little wine and cheese dinners and stuff like that. So, but, and like we said, hopefully the parades will be coming back in the next month or two. Mike, you mentioned last week that the parking lot trams should be back within a week or two. What are you thinking? I mean, with the capacity numbers looking like they're going up, you think it's going to be this week or even sooner?
I think it'll happen by the end of this month. I think that from what I have heard and read, that they are preparing the areas where guests would alight from their cars and move to the sides to wait for the trams. I think that they're probably getting ready for that. I think that they also wanted to get to the point where the masks would not be required. So we'll see, but I'm guessing that before July 1st, I think those trams will be back.
Okay. And then obviously the closed attractions, we're hoping they should be making a return in July. And as we mentioned, the early entry program, hopefully, you think it's going to start like right on the 50th anniversary?
I think so. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
October 1st. Yep.
All right. We still have no word on any of the Run Disney events. Mm-hmm. I think I mentioned like a week or so ago that I had tweeted out to Run Disney asking for any kind of info. I never heard back. Not that they would ever, you know, just make an announcement to just me. But it would be interesting to hear. You know, we're starting to get close, but we'll see. They're still doing some virtual runs, I believe. And then we'll see if we hear anything for that one. But really, things are starting to ramp up again to a level that this bit we've been doing with the Welcome Home series is sort of coming to a close because everything is almost there. So we have a bit of a sort of show note, I guess, when it comes to the future of the podcast. Summer is coming up. And we're going to look to be taking some time away for the foreseeable future. We're going to be kind of sporadic, a little bit more sporadic than we were previously. And then, I don't know, like when I go down, I might, I don't know, record something, or maybe we'll do something like that during, or have little snippets here and there.
Yeah.
Right, Mike, Michelle, anything to add in terms of? So I mean, don't be surprised if you don't see, right?
Take a little break.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've pretty much beat this to a dead horse. Things are slowly coming back online. There are some areas, obviously, that people are waiting for. Fireworks in the studios, certain things that are not yet 100% back. And I think that as we see from week to week, things will be returning to normal. I think that one of the interesting things is the staggered opening of some of the resorts. I really thought that they would all open up at the same time, but a lot of them are going through some refurbishments. I know that the Contemporary is going through a big refurbishment, all the rooms. And so we'll wait and see. But I think that it's slowly coming online. It'd be really interesting to watch the park calendar over the next week or two to see how the colors change and the availability of the parks change as they increase capacity. And I'm really curious to see exactly how high they'll go with capacity. We'll see.
Well,
we'll see.
Well, that's good. So basically, we're not going to go away totally. We'll probably be around once or twice this summer, but we want to give you guys a little bit of a heads up. And then probably in the September month, we're going to start ramping up a little bit again just to get ready for the 50th and maybe go over our trips as we've been away, or at least my trip anyway, and talk about what I got to see and how I felt and all that kind of fun stuff. So, but in the meantime, I think we're probably going to put out, I guess, little updates or little things online. So if you want to continue the conversation or check out some of the other announcements, join us on our Facebook page at Mickey Miles Podcast, or on Twitter at Mickey Miles Pod. So for the summer, with Dr. Michelle Scribner-McLean, the lady, and the dude, Mike Scopa, I'm Chris Eliopoulos. We'll see you on the road, in the parks, and welcome home, and enjoy your summer.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.